This is Wildlife Capsules, presented by the Gallatin Wildlife Association. I'm your host, Jay Schell. We're just doing a short interview today with Jordan Spike about lead in that's being ingested by birds and other people. So, Jordan, what kind of experiences have you had with lead and birds?
So we've had a lot of experience with lead here at the Raptor Center. Every eagle that comes in, we do a blood analysis and check for elevated levels of lead. 98% of the eagles we see have elevated levels of lead, and almost every eagle we see has some levels of lead in their system.
Wow, and lead comes from gunshot?
Yep, they ingest lead from spent ammunition in gut piles, as well as when waterfowl eat grit and sinkers that are lead, they'll die of lead poisoning. A bird will come down, scavenge on the carcass, ingest the lead, and get the lead.
And so you're trying to get people to use other kinds of ammunition that's not lead?
Correct. We're just trying to educate the community about the effects of lead and how you can easily switch to non-lead ammunition and be just as successful in hunting without causing the environmental harm to the animals, and as well as harm to people.
And you were telling me about one of your workers who's discovered she has high levels of lead in her system.
Yep, we have an employee who, they come from a big hunting family, and she eats a lot of wild game meat that her husband provides for them. And she tested herself and found that she had elevated levels of lead in her blood from eating the wild game meat. Uh-huh. She has subsequently made her husband switch to non-lead ammunition, and yeah.
And is it more expensive to use non-lead ammunition than lead?
It is a little bit more expensive, not a whole bunch. A lot of bullet manufacturers today are making extremely high-quality non-lead ammunition, copper, bismuth, steel, stuff like that. So we're just trying to get people to switch to non-lead.
And you were telling me that the lead fragments, is that correct?
Correct. When you shoot an animal, the lead bullet will oftentimes break into all kinds of micro fragments into the meat that a lot of people don't realize. We utilize a lot of wild game meat here at the center to feed the birds, and we x-ray most of the meat that comes through. And it's kind of amazing to see how those little lead fragments can travel to far-reaching spots in the body once they get shot, and especially if they hit a bone. If you hit the ribs, hit the spine, something like that, that bullet is going to break into a ton of tiny pieces and travel throughout the body.
And you were telling me about one man who discovered belatedly that the meat that he was thinking was lead-free was contaminated?
That's right. Anytime that we have people bring in wild game meat, we always, try to ask them about the lead. And when people kind of don't believe what we say, we like to x-ray the meat for people and just to show them how far the lead can travel. And that day, the gentleman became a believer that the lead can travel throughout the body and kind of opened his eyes to what it can do.
Uh-huh. So, folks, beware. Don't use lead ammunition. This has been Wildlife Capsules, presented by the Gallatin Wildlife Association. I'm your host, Jay Schell. Thanks for listening.